Welcome to the Cool Channel's Word Has It Book Tour, where we explore the wisdom, imagination, and personal discovery book clubs are experienced around the world. I am your host, Brenda Brown, and today the Word Has It Book Tour drops in on members of an Akron-based book club. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello. So I understand we have Latrice, Tony, Monique, and Tia joining us today. Would someone like to share with me the name of your club and how you came into existence?
The name of the club is Beautiful Minds. We were trying to come up with a name for our book club. And so I was just trying to think of something unique that we could all collaborate together on. And so Beautiful Minds came to my mind because we are wonderfully and beautifully made. And all of us make a great book club. And so I figured, what better way than put all of our beautiful minds together and collaborate on some good reads and some good eats. And so that's how I came up with the name.
I love it. So how many active members do you currently have and how often do you meet?
Well, we only have six because we're really new. We haven't even finished the first round of our book reading group meetings together.
Okay.
So there's only six of us.
All right.
And that's by design, right? Because we're exclusive. We just, anybody can't get in.
Right.
We're exclusive. So, you know, in order to get in, you have to be able to truly fit and mesh and make the cut.
Understand. So you guys are going to let me just join you one time when I'm in North Canton, if you have a meeting on my weekend. Do you guys meet on the weekends or during the week?
Weekends.
Weekends. Okay. Works for me. Okay. So I understand you're fairly new. You've only, so if it's six members and you've only done four or five meetings, can you tell me some of the cool things you've done so far at the book clubs when you guys meet?
Before Monique talks about that, I just want to say the two members that we're missing are Barb and Latoya. Okay. So you called the names of those of us that are here. We want to remember our sisters that aren't here as
All
well.
Right. Thank you so much. Okay.
Okay. And so for some of the cool things that we have done, everybody has their own style and personality, and that's what makes our group so unique to the dynamics. So like one of our hosts served like pizza and chicken, you know, it was that kind of cool vibe at her house. We had a tent party at Tia's. She had crab legs and steak. It was just a very beautiful spread. Tony was our first one, and it was really nice. She had it set up like a buffet. We had delicious shrimp Alfredo, salad, breadsticks. It's just really fun to see what spreads we have, but the line of questioning that our hosts have and the prizes, and whether you don't know whether you're going to get a prize or whether everybody's going to get a prize or what, it's just all different and unique. And, you know, what whoever hosts just put their own little spin on it, and that makes it really exciting.
Wonderful. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the prizes. So the prizes are based on what?
Answering questions that the host has come up with for the book. Like suppose like at Tia's, she had gift cards. And so Toy had a goodie bag for everybody. Barb had the little mini cakes for everybody. And then Tony had like a surprise for, you know, for the guests. So
and then we have paddles. So it gets really interesting, right? So when we we mean business. We answer these questions, and even if it ain't no prize, and we have these little paddles. So we have a logo. I'm not sure who's responsible for the logo. Maybe that was Tony, but we have this phenomenal logo. So we have t-shirts, we have a bookmark, we have a paddle. And one thing that I think is really cool to mention is the origin of our book club is Salave. So Tia Hampton Polk is a member of our book club, but she is also a salon owner, and her salon is called Salon Pave. And so all of us that are part of the book club, we are all centric to the salon.
Okay.
So and that's kind of, I'm sorry.
Oh, I like that. Oh, nice.
That's the logo that's on our shirt.
That's the logo and that's on your t-shirts. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of brings us to with Latrice said, to piggyback off that, that's kind of how we began, is because Tia is my stylist, and I was reading Michelle Obama's book for like a little over a year, which it shouldn't take that long. So I was telling Tony and Tia, I was like, I have got to get better with reading. And this is just ridiculous. I've got to read faster and read more. And we were all like, yeah, we need to read more. We said, we should start a book club. And then that's when Latrice and Latoya were invited. And then we just decided to come up with a book club.
Nice. So does the host select the book, or does the whole group get together and select the book?
The host. So her time, for example, I'm next. I'm in August. And I selected my book. And everyone has to read the book. And if they don't like it, so like some people, you know, don't like memoirs or science fiction. So if I were to pick a book that someone didn't like, you don't have to read it. But if you don't read it, you have to give me a 5. And so we score each book every club. And so at the end of our cycle, at the end of our year, whoever has the most points for their book, they win a really nice prize. So the incentive to get you to read the book, even if, child, you really don't want to, but yeah. we are like some ladies, and we're like, we ain't just giving out 5. So we're going to get and press through and read this book so that we can score it, honestly.
Yeah.
So what's your current book? So what is the current book that you're reading now?
I Don't Like Ugly by Mary Monroe.
Okay. All right. Okay. So kind of tell me about the book you had in July, what that book was, and if anyone had a favorite character or a favorite part of the book that you can share. Don't give it too much away. Just a teaser for us in case someone wants to pick it up.
So the book was it My Beautiful Ugly? My Ugly Beautiful?
The Beautiful Ugly. Mm-hmm.
The Beautiful Ugly was the book.
Okay.
So the book, I think the book is really good. It was a book based on a set of girlfriends who had met in college and some of the experiences that they had in life. Okay. And they all had very different personalities, very different body makeup. You know, one had a slight disability. One was a little bit promiscuous. One was, you know, she was dealing with being overweight and having some trauma. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to let somebody else talk, but I enjoyed it.
I didn't like all the grammatical errors in the book for it to be a number one bestseller author. It was too many grammatical errors in the book for me. I was just kind of like, okay. And it kind of threw you off. So you had to really pay attention when you was reading, because you might
misinterpret
a roadblock or something with something else going on.
Okay. All right. Did anyone find yourself processing anything as a result of reading that book? Did you think about anything that's happened to you or any feelings that you get from the book?
Yeah. So one of the characters was like on the search for love. And she was just going about it in the wrong way. And I could see, you know, a point in my life as the woman, not as far as she was going, you know, as a woman kind of sometimes settling and not setting appropriate boundaries just because you're in the you're searching for love, that you sometimes get away from what you need just because you want that mate or that partner.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Anybody else have any comments to make on that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Tell me a little bit about each of you, why you read. Do you do it for enjoyment, relaxation, stretch your imagination, wisdom, intrigue? What is it that you get out of reading, and what makes you want to read?
Yeah, it helps me to relax, but also I just want to expand my knowledge, like for my book club, for example, we're gonna write down 5 words from the book. And we had said we were gonna do this, but we kind of got off from doing it. But I would like to do it for my book. Have each member write down 5 words that you've never heard of, that you learned, or that you've heard before but you didn't know what it meant. So just select 5 words from the book. So I like doing it for knowledge and for relaxation as well, because it does do something for your mental, you know, to sit down and just to read.
Okay. Tony?
Well, I read, this is Tia.
Oh, Tia. Hi,
Tia. I read because reading is fundamental, and is you learn so many new words, you learn new knowledge, you get more knowledgeable. So that's why I did it. I really don't have time to read, especially in the summer. You see, I'm at a game right now. So I read for those reasons. But as far, it don't relax me or nothing. I just like to, you know, learn new words and, you know, become more knowledgeable.
Yeah. And see different storylines and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm going back on you.
I actually was a reader before we got into the book club. Like the book that Latrice has, I've read that book, but it's been about 10 years ago. So I was always a reader. I have a boat full of books, and I've tried to read. I've read most of the books on there, but I like to read because if the book is a page turner for me from the beginning, I get excited and want to keep reading and keep going and don't want to put it down. I like those kind of books.
Okay.
So I can see or try to figure out what's going to happen at the end. And then if it's twisted at the end, I like it even more. But I've always been a reader, though.
Okay. She likes suspense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And me, I used to read all the time. And then I started school on my doctorate. And I just didn't want to read anything ever again. Like I was just on reading. So just really being honest, what motivated me this time is the sisterhood. Like I enjoy coming together and talking with my sisters and getting together, eating and fellowshipping and hanging out and talking about the book. So for me right now, because sometimes I'm just going to be honest, sometimes I do the audio, but I'll do the audio and I'll turn the pages. So they talk about 3 of us in the group. I ain't going to say no names. They call us the audio crew, but I do turn the pages and listen. But for me, really being a part of this book club is just about the sisterhood. It really is.
Great. I can understand that. And I got a book for you guys to think about. I'm reading Mrs. Wiggins now. It's right. By Mrs. Wiggins, Wiggans. And it's by Marilyn Monroe. Wait a minute. And I think
Marilyn Monroe?
No, it's something Monroe. It's Mrs. Wiggins. Is it Marilyn? Mary Monroe?
I bet it's Mary Monroe. Yep, she's the author. Book we're reading.
Oh, really? Okay. Mrs. Wiggins is really good. So look at that for one of your books over the next couple of years. So anyway, ladies, before we close, I want to do this happy survey. And so tell me you're happy. Everyone picks it. It can either be your happy food, your happy song, your happy place to visit, movie, outfit, or drink. So just take a minute and think about it.
I can go first. I don't have to think about that. Okay. So for me, my happy is my peace. Okay. Like the peacefulness of being at home, you know, not really doing a lot, kind of staying out the way and no drama, no nothing's going on, just being peaceful. My happy is my peace.
Great. I like that.
My happy is my family. I just love my significant other, my sister, my dad, my daughter. So my happy is my family.
All right. Latrice?
I ain't going to be deep. I'm going to be more superficial. My happy is a nice pair of Jordans or Air Force One. I'm sneaker head. And if you let me get a pair of good sneakers, I'm happy. You think I'm going to hit the Powerball.
Okay.
My happy is gambling. Yeah.
Tia, can she hear us?
Let's see if she
did we leave? She left.
She's still there, but maybe distracted.
Okay. All right. Well, in closing, ladies, I want to thank you for joining and sharing how your book club is promoting literacy through fun and sisterhood. This is your host, Brenda Brown, on the Cool Channel, Word Has It Book Tour. Remember, no one gets to vote on your happiness or your truth. Read to stay informed and in touch with both. And thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.